This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust, and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Live from the Michelob Ultra Studios, KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. This is TMA All Day. Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Brown & Crouppen Morning After on KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. At the Morning After STL on YouTube and on TMASTL.com with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Iggy Strode, The Plowboy, and Action Jackson.
Heaven in St. Louis, you are listening to TMA, and it's presented to you by Brown & Crouppen, Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, Kenneth Iggy Strode. Action Jackson is on the ones and twos. KG and O-Town is in the Fox.
Seckman 3R5.
Correct.
Another studio.
I don't know what it is.
KG and O-Town, how are things in the renamed studios?
It's great. I'm about ready to bring in my Letterman's jacket, really make it my own here. Seckman C6.
Nice. If you removed all the old money materials that Jackson had in there.
Yeah, ascots and such.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to leave Norm Stewart up on the wall here.
Please. King Norm to you.
Thanks to Iggy for that. That's a signed Norm Stewart poster. Storm and Norman.
Yeah. Everybody in here have a Letterman jacket?
I did not.
No, I never made a varsity team, but I now sit on 101 ESPN and judge others who not only made a varsity team, but make millions and millions of dollars to do it, and then I tell them what they're doing wrong.
Which is the right thing to do.
Thank you.
I bet Doug did.
Of course. Doug probably baseball and basketball, right? Or am I missing anything else?
Yeah, I had a track from ninth grade.
Nice.
Track patch. But I lost it. I lost the jacket years ago.
Varsity jackets
still had it.
Were way out of style by the time I was in high school.
Oh, I'm sure.
No one wore them. I guess a couple football players did, but they were beefy offensive linemen, Doug.
Yeah. Everybody had them in my high school years. That era, everybody wore them.
Yeah, no longer. We would get the letters, though. Like, at the end of the season, they would give you the letter to embroider onto your jacket, and we just, I don't know what we did with them.
Yeah, you'd have the girl you were going steady with wear it.
Going steady. At the malt shop, you'd meet them.
American Graffiti.
I didn't have a jacket. I had a sweater.
We'll talk more about Letterman's jackets in the 8 o'clock hour, but they're not happy to start the show today.
Oh, what's not on? Come on, Jackson.
Total Package says Plowsy started the show on time.
Oh, okay. I don't care.
Okay.
Did you just say I don't care?
It started 2 minutes late. It's okay.
Is this a new trend?
Yeah, is this your, should I say 7:09? And
drag in here whenever we feel like it?
No, I mean, sometimes a segment play is like a minute and a half longer than it needs to. And then we have commercials that can't be moved. They're scheduled for certain times, so they play. And sometimes it ends up with being a little bit later of a start of a show.
Sorry,
it happened to Plowsy often.
I'm starting to panic. Where are you guys, Doug? That's Kwame and Voyukas IV.
We're here.
As I remember it today, it was just a few minutes ago, we were all here seated, ready to go.
Yeah, and pissed Jackson that we weren't started.
Walked in at the last minute on the phone, I guess talking to his best girl, and then he showed up a couple minutes late.
Yeah, I like that term.
Yeah, best gal, writing a letter. it's just that's what happens. Yeah, I walked in about a minute and a half ago, disheveled,
right,
and said, "All right, guys, everyone, disheveled, F off. Okay. I'm coming in here and I'm starting when I want."
How was day one of all of the responsibility you have? Because I'm telling you something, Doug. I walked down the hallway to deal with it at 10 o'clock, and I don't know if I've ever seen Jackson, so I use the term frazzled, but I don't know if that's a word. Is that a word?
Sure, frazzled, yeah.
And I felt terribly about it. And all that does, KG and O-Town, is it builds a stronger case for you to become full-time.
I'm ready.
He's standing by, Doug.
Great.
So, like, from the hours of 5:45 to 9:55, so when I got here till 9:55, I had pretty much everything under control.
Did you?
I was working.
All right.
then the show ended, and I couldn't get segment three up because I had to run down to so I could just stop that. Had to stop the YouTube. KG was left at that point.
Yeah, he walked out. He was pissed.
Why did
you
he
see
bail
him?
Out?
Mad as a hornet.
Yep, yeah. As a hornet.
He wasn't getting the ball enough, and and so I walked down to 101 after. I was like, all right, I'll just do segment three after the show. And I finally get down to 101, and I don't have my adapter. Everyone look here on the camera.
Yeah, Rocchio came in looking for it.
Yeah, he did. And thanks to Matt Rocchio, a legend, got it for me. But I didn't have this at the beginning of Balloon Party, and so I was doing radio as God intended, with no headphones. Yeah.
Just, is that the way Yahweh intended radio?
I think it is.
Just a man in the mic. And I didn't like that. I'm used to doing it with my headphones in. And so I was frazzled at that point.
He was frazzled.
I was Seems frazzled like at that point.
Maybe they ought to keep an extra one of the adapter or two.
Oh,
in
Doug attacking
studio.
101 ESPN.
Yeah.
Wow.
Keep an extra one lying around each studio.
Each studio.
Because
yeah.
people bring in different sorts of headphones and For earbuds sure. and everything.
Different plugs?
Well, usually, sort of, like you guys have these little boxes, which are really nice because you guys can turn yourselves on and off.
Ooh,
and
we can.
Adjust your headphones levels. But mm-hmm. for board operators, you know, little people, button pushers,
right? Monkeys.
we almost always have to have an adapter. Like, even when I'm plugged into the board, there's an adapter in here.
That's a quarter-inch yep. jack, Doug. I think we have quarter-eighth jacks.
Yep. I'd like to have an adapter, but it doesn't work on mine over here.
Jacking for Beats, Ice Cube, 91?
I don't know the 90? Years, Jack.
I've got about 100 adapters at home if you want me to bring them
Look
in.
Look at that, Jack.
Bring them all in. We'll put one on each studio.
I can just put, like, five in each studio.
That'd be a hell of a gesture.
90 on Jacking for Beats.
Yeah, still ship it. Frazzled is a great word choice, Mr. Tim. Thanks. Signed, a writer. That's from Brian Henschen, who does write... And the Colts did what he thought they were going to do, he said. Can the fourth producer do anything to help out?
I knew that was coming.
That's from John Mardukas. Tim, I got to tell you, I'm going to miss the Plowhawk fighting with texters out loud without reading the text that upset him. I almost sponsored that. That's from the recovering alcoholic from Belleville and Webster Groves. I did enjoy, like, out of nowhere, there was a mumble of... F you, Nutsack Jim.
Right.
I'd be like, I don't know what's going on. And then I'd see in the text inbox, Nutsack Jim wrote something about the Plowhawk. And the Plowhawk was responding without reading the text over there. Are you interested in starting to argue with the text? They don't really come after you like they came after the Plowhawk, though.
No. I that's a him thing. Like, if I did it, it would seem manufactured.
Yeah.
Like a bit or a sketch.
Oh. Right. But there are sometimes maybe I would.
I bet you call in, dude.
Now, if you want to, Jackson,
Yo.
If you want to, like, one day show me what you do in that last segment to upload a podcast, I'll...
How about that?
That'd be great.
And if I can write it down.
How about this, Doug? Sure. How about this? That's initiative right there.
It's really easy. Like, it's a couple clicks. It would not be much of an intake. Like, you could leave immediately after.
Yeah, just you show me what to do, and then you can just go down there, and I can download the third... segment.
We'll have a little powwow later in the week. We can talk it over.
Yeah, so there's going to be a powwow, Doug.
Yeah, we're really coming together.
Yeah, I like where we are. I like where we are right now. You can tell us how much you like where we are right now by calling in the Collier and Thompson phone lines, 636-9004-TMA. You can also text into the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty text inbox. Watch this, JeffLottman.com. Yeah. Jeff Lottman with Compass Realty, and then Design Air is the sponsor of the email of the day. Final day for the Design Air Heating and Cooling Email of the Month Championship for April 2024. Somebody's going to win it, or somebody's going to have a playoff tomorrow. Tilly and Gus Grundlehorn, Shooter McGavin, and the JV Golf Coach all have 3 wins. Now, Buck Swope, the Coalition, and Cucky the Dwarf all have 2. They could force a 1-game playoff, a 4-way playoff tomorrow. Can you imagine that?
That'd be almost more than we could handle here.
So this is big here today at 9:45 for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. And somebody just typed in whoever won yesterday in the spreadsheet. Was that you, Jackson, or was that KG and O-Town?
I forgot.
This is a live document right in front of me, and I saw the typing going on.
I forgot who won yesterday. I think
Sweet Mother of God.
I know it was their first win, so it's
it
really
was a weird name.
It was unimportant, yeah. But I include them now in the spreadsheet because I forgot to do it yesterday.
Well, they're now tied with Bobby Sue, who was has 1-1.
Was it Seriously Timmy?
Seriously Timmy. Thank you, Doug. Doug is a scribe.
Seriously Timmy, you have a win. It is the Mung & S St. Louis Acura. Mung & S Burkhardt, Alton Toyota, 7 o'clock hour here on TMA. And they have a great deal for our audience. It's the TMA Loyalty Program, a 2024 MDX Premium. That's an Acura to you and me. And you can get it for no money down, $589 a month. And you have a 48-month lease with Munganess, St. Louis Acura, and Munganess, Burkhardt, Alton, Toyota. It's the car I drive. It's the car I would recommend to our audience to start driving as well. And it's zero money down. And you're going to enjoy working with Jamie Burkhardt, Clayton Patterson, Peter Munganess, and then in the service department, Ryan Seiberg. They're online at stlouisacura.com and altontoyota.com. And there's a secret number with any questions you may have to call or text. Here it is, 314-252-0029. That's Munganess, St. Louis Acura, Munganess, Burkhardt, Alton, Toyota. Sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour and the Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown here on TMA. And Callier and Thompson.
Boys today. I got to take my car in today. That's how good they are. Called him yesterday. He goes, yeah, bring it in tomorrow after the show. Just got a tire pressure thing. Keeps going on. He said, bring it in. Talk to Ryan. You'll be good.
Ryan Seiberg is going to make magic, Doug. Callier and Thompson is going to make magic with all the phone calls that are coming in from the ladies.
Well, they'll make magic with your home. That's what they'll do. They'll turn your kitchen or bathroom into a magical wonderland. Well, that might be overstating it just a little. But really, they do fantastic work. Been around since the 1950s, and you don't do that in this business without doing quality work and getting a lot of great word-of-mouth advertising. That's always helped Collier & Thompson since the 50s. They've been redoing St. Louis homes, and Carolyn Beard and Bob Strati have been around since the early 2000s now. They are the owners now, and they've taken over and have maintained Collier & Thompson's fantastic commitment to quality. They want to help you make a great investment in your home by improving it. All kinds of areas in your home they'll do, not just kitchens and bathrooms. They also do basements, wine rooms, man caves, bars, accent rooms, fireplace walls, offices. They'll knock out a wall in the first floor to open up your house. Or doing
I like
a lot
that
of
idea.
Here,
really. They I like that idea. That.
Love an open floor plan.
A lot of the older houses have the chopped up first floor. They can remove some of those walls and open it up and really make your home feel like a brand new place. They got a great showroom on Manchester there. You'll be surprised how big it is. More than 10,000 square feet. More than 20 kitchen displays alone. And on the lower level, they have all the appliances. Top of the line stuff. This is top of the line, absolute quality stuff. Collier & Thompson does it better than anyone in town. Collier & Thompson on Manchester and Baldwin, next to Uncle Bill's Pancake House. Collier & Thompson, come home to quality, online at collierandthompson.com.
There it is. Phone line sponsor. So call in 636-900-4TMA. Text in Jeff Lottman, Compass Realty. Text inbox 314-881-TMA5. Close but no cigar, Tim. Maybe next time you'll be able to finish the live read uninterrupted. That's from Brian Hedge.
Oh, no.
Well, I added to the live read to talk about how great their service department is.
Yeah. Well, it is.
And I cleared my throat before I did it.
Yeah. There it is again.
Jackson is drowning. He will be back at Ronnie's by Sunday. That's from the Hunchback of Vaughn Castle.
Make something
did you apply
clear.
To go back to Ronnie's?
Let me make something abundantly clear. I never worked Ronnie's. And there are 20 screens.
Is that good enough for you?
Never
yeah,
worked.
Yeah, interesting. Is that South County thing that you don't like?
I only worked at the movie theater in college because I needed some money. And so I worked there starting in the summer. I worked two jobs that summer, Doug. I worked at the movie theater, the picture house, and I worked at the country club, tending bar.
Oh.
And then during the school year, I worked at the movie theater.
Did you get to play golf since you worked there?
Yes.
Did you?
Yep.
Nice.
That was nice.
And you got to watch the movies since you were at the picture house.
That's right. It was a great year for movies, 2019. So
remember that year, Doug?
It seems like just like a month and a half ago.
That was 5 years ago. That was crazy.
Gosh.
But I never worked at Ronnie's. I love Ronnie's.
No.
It's a quality picture house.
You would only do like Frontenac, that area.
No, I don't like the seats there.
Bad seats compared to some
wow,
of the other
is that
seats.
Right?
Not, yeah.
Really?
Well, they have the old, like I say old school. It used to be what everyone had 5 years ago. But
regular old seats.
Regular seats, not the recliner stuff. And also, like, not very comfortable. Not to take shots. I love Frontenac. They show great movies. But not the most comfortable. Like, I saw The Irishman there, 3.5 hours in one of those seats.
Choice.
Oh. Yeah, great movie. Tough sitting. And I was next to a guy with an oxygen tank.
Oh, good. Like,
it was like watching the movie with Darth Vader.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Of course they will make time for your car, Iggy. They own it. That's from RL702.
Good point.
Don't let the old man near the technology. Jackson having to train Canon uploading segment 3 will be the final straw. That's from glove blogger Tom Traven. Jackson, sounds like they think you're leaving.
I'm fine. What do you mean?
Well, this Ronnie's application is, I think there's a copy of it, and it's making its way around
the Twitter.
How much can
that
Twitter
pay
tweet.
Just to take tickets at Ronnie's?
When I worked at the movie theater in Columbia, minimum wage.
Was it?
What I made. And there was no tips.
No tips whatsoever. No
guys,
tips.
Frontenac has the best popcorn. Thanks. That's from Bambi Sapphire.
I need popcorn.
Some of these theaters have seats that are so good. you'd almost go in there without a movie playing just to sit down on these things.
It's the way they compete with how easy it is to watch at home.
I guess.
The only way to compete with that is make it as comfortable as your home or more.
Yeah, it's more comfortable.
For me, it was.
I wish I had a chair like that at home.
Was there a meeting with Tommy so Tim can't really bring it home on these live reads? Iggy, please interrupt him so he stops cold and lets you quote-unquote add to it. That's from Steve in Wildwood. He's a chairman, Doug. Yep. And he's my horse, and he cost me $50 on Sunday, and I've never been angrier.
Yeah, we're about 10% crestfallen over there.
I just don't answer
bounce back,
anymore.
Bounce back.
I had a meeting with Tommy last week.
Oh, Doug.
And?
Oh, it's just about Plowsy leaving and, you know, if I can do some other stuff, let Jackson know. Just, you know, working as a team. It was a good meeting. It was, you know, just taking care of things.
Okay.
Oh. That's what I said after that. I walked out and I go, God.
Jackson, your drop game's fire king. Doug, you like that?
Fire
king. Shooter McGavin, who I believe is tied for the lead in the designer heating and cooling email of the month standings. I mean, that's credibility if one of the leaders on the email of the day is.
Yeah, I'm a big Shooter McGavin fan.
Oh, so is that right? Really?
That resonates with me, and I appreciate it.
Does that give more credibility, Doug, if it's Shooter McGavin saying?
I think sure it does. Yeah, absolutely. Oh gosh, yeah.
Guys, how many fats farts have been driven deep into the pleather at Ronnie's picture house? That's from Danny Tanner.
That's a good question.
Do you think there's more breaking wind at Ronnie's than, say, like Frontenac?
No.
Does money break wind less?
Here's my favorite.
Really?
So the movie theater, the picture house at the Foundry, is an Alamo draft house, which has like an extensive menu of food to eat that many people, you know, enjoy during the picture. And if you're going to be eating, you know, some sort of dish, usually fried, might be some chili involved. I feel like those seats are going to take the brunt of it.
Well, there's a lot of food right around Ronnie's Pictures house, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
54th Street, Fridays, TGI Fridays, and it's all right there.
If you're making the TGI Fridays to a 8:30 picture move, you're destined for some stank.
Oh!
It's one thing to go to a movie theater and you got popcorn or some milk duds and a soda, but some of these places now are serving nachos and... Can you sit next to somebody watching a movie? Is somebody chomping down on nachos or a burger or something like that?
I wouldn't like that. I think the pair, they'll bring the food out to you.
So that's what the Foundry thing has. Yeah, they bring the food to you. And people just sit there and dine.
How are the treats? Are the treats good? Are they like
really good, yeah.
Really? Is that right?
I've gotten
And this
one
is
time.
At DePere?
This is at the Foundry.
You always say you won't go west of 270. So by definition, DePere's theater is west of 270.
I've seen many a film at
DePere
theater.
But you run back across to make sure you're inside 270.
He'll dip his toe into town and country from time to time.
Well, yeah, like I wear, like I disguise up. You know, I got to build up this mystique. But I've seen some great movies there.
Doug, I just went to this wonderful link that I feel like has been sent multiple times. And that's usually Jackson's way of communicating to me. He really thinks we need to read it. And it's down with monogamy, up with orgies, why the sex party industry is thriving. Of course, comes from metro.co.uk. And then I go there and look at the breaking news. Hey, Scottish government's on the verge of collapse.
Oh, well, that'd be a pretty big story.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if we should lead with that or the orgy uptick. But last time Scotland had some issues, William Wallace helped them out.
Yeah, what's happening there?
I didn't know. Rod Stewart, Bonnie Tyler? Ian Woosnam? Was Ian Woosnam? Was he Welsh?
I just don't know.
He's Welshman. He's Welshman. Iggy knows.
I just don't know.
Won the Masties and won the number one player in the
I just wish they'd stop playing the bagpipes so much.
I think Brian Cox is Scottish. Logan Roy.
Is that right? I think you're right on that.
Jackie Stewart was the Scottish race car driver.
Yeah, the only thing I remember about Woosnam is, God, I think it was at Augusta. He was on like the third hole.
Was he on three at Augusta? And that's a gettable par four, right?
I mean, you can hit
it down there. And then
it was a par three, I think.
I think four is a par three.
Then maybe it was four. I just remember that he's looking for a club to hit. And somebody noticed he had 14 clubs in his bag. His caddy forgot to take a club out that he was practicing with. And Woosnam just took his club and threw it. He was so pissed off, he just took his club and just threw it behind him.
Aren't you allowed to have 14?
He's got all the clubs in the sack. He's got the mashie, the mid-mashie. He's got the spoon, driver, flat stick.
Yeah, he had too many of those. Yeah, he had 15 clubs. He's counted 14, but he had a practice club he's playing with, and that was it. He left the caddy, kept it in the bag, and they noticed it on the fourth hole. Oh. I think it was a two-stroke penalty, I think.
All right. RL702 says he should be Mr. 63011 and writes in, Jackie boy, can you address my text name when you're not kicking ass with drops?
We have Mr. 6301.
Yeah, what is going on? Do we have a duplicate?
It might be. It might just be. Yeah, because it's showing up to me as Klotzy Orhouse.
Oh.
God, it's so weird that we have different names in this.
Was it coming up as Mr. 6301?
It's coming up as RL702. Is that Las Vegas' area code?
I don't know the area code.
702, yeah. Klotzy's was a bar down at the Lake of the Ozarks back in the day.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. It's weird. Boy, they had a gorgeous waitress there, but she had acne, bad acne.
Oh, gosh.
And she wanted to go out with me.
Of course she did.
No, one of the other girls says,
how could she not?
She really likes you. Would you want to go out? And I was just so shallow. I said, not really dating anybody because the acne got to me. Why, the next summer that cleared up and she was gorgeous. And I said, hey, what are you doing? And I just go, shut up. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Because she knew I wouldn't go out there because of the acne.
Why would you be so mean to someone?
I wasn't mean. I just said, I'm not really dating right now. I didn't say you got acne. Come back when it clears up.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that was a great story on Woosdom. Thanks for sharing. Okay, back to you, Tim. That's Brian Henschen, and he is the show's ombudsman, and he is monitoring every word that goes on.
He appears to be.
From 7 to 10.
No, every word that I say, everything I say. I can't say anything without it being contradicted. Oh, interrupt Tim. Oh, great story. But I know your first orgasm was to the dude you were going to let take your virginity was reading the Penthouse letters. That's true.
Gosh.
What, do you want to make fun of that? That's a drop. You want to say nice story, Iggs.
That wasn't the waitress with the acne, was it?
No, that was...
That was live from Klotzy's Orhouse.
Oh.
God, I don't know if that was Maitland Ward or not.
So, hold on a second. I feel like I need to dissect that a little bit.
No, it would have been her.
Her first orgasm was reading a Penthouse forum letter? So she was playing Hey Diddle Diddle while reading Bob Guccione's publication, Doug, and he's going to join us coming up at 8.
If I had a nickel.
It was either Maitland Ward or Siri or Raylene. One of those.
He said Siri, and it activated my phone.
Dude, it does that. I've had that happen before, too.
Stop!
It was somebody wrote a book, and it was in the book. I thought Maitland Ward wrote a book.
God almighty. What are we talking about right now?
Somebody had an orgasm while reading Penthouse Forum, and he asked him about it. We just heard the drop.
It was definitely from Pepper and Genie. I 100%. It was definitely. So whoever.
Then it was Maitland Ward.
Okay. Because she had a book, right? And that was, I guess, in the book.
It was in the book. Yeah.
You're giving away too much there.
Chairman Stephen Wildwood has a what I think might be a conspiracy theory that I think he's going to need to address over a phone call. I don't think it's – I'm not following it, and he's going to have to call in on that. Plus, I need to hold him accountable for whatever the hell happened with KG and O-Town. KG and O-Town, are you playing good golf right now? What's your index?
16.7.
God.
A little rough off the tee at times, but...
Does that mean, Doug, you think he's spraying it or not hitting it far enough? Well, what's the problem?
I'm sure he hits it far enough. How far you hit a ball when you really clock it?
Maybe like 240. I'm not a distance guy.
Yeah.
He's got big old calves, that KG.
Is that right? Does that allow for good ball striking?
Yeah, I think so.
He's got a good wide base.
I don't think I really activate the lower half. I need to go see that guy Doug saw.
Yeah, what's that guy's name? A lot of people were asking about him yesterday. I did have people asking me about him.
Todd Abel.
Because I'm out there. I feel like I'm at Family Golf every day. And I'm not familiar with Todd Abel, but apparently he's about to see an uptick in business.
Oh, I hope so.
I was out there in the rain on Friday.
Boy, I bet Steve wasn't out there on Friday.
That's what I was going to say. I'm sure Steve was out boozing. And
wow. Scott, you're dancing on the carcass you just vanquished Sunday.
Call in, Steve.
Well,
636-9004 TMA is how you can call in and address it. Or you can email in and try to compete with Seriously Timmy, who won yesterday. Design Air Heating and Cooling is the sponsor of the email of the day. Online at designairservice.com. And Iggy, I think yesterday around 3 o'clock, we really got to experience the glorious weather that we're going to see over the next couple of weeks based on this. I mean, nothing but highs in the upper 70s or low 80s, the lowest temperature that we're supposed to see, according to my phone, is right now 53 degrees today. Other than that, all of the lows are either in the 60s or the upper 50s. Doug, it's glorious. It's sundress season officially. We usher in May tomorrow. Yeah. I know you always enjoy the Maypole.
Oh, yeah, that's the biggest day of the year for me. Sometimes I go over to Russia and dance around the big Maypole celebration they have right there.
So that is when you know to go online at designairservice.com and work with Seth Goldkamp to make sure that air conditioning is ready for the warm weather. But I think we're going to enjoy temperate climate. It's going to be like San Diego around here for the next few weeks. Oh, so glorious, isn't it, Iggy?
Yeah, it was last night. It actually got warmer as the night went on. And clear skies. I don't know why the Cardinals didn't play, but...
Because they were in Detroit.
Oh, I thought they're home.
No, sir.
Gosh.
God, thank God. I was going to tweet.
I'm just going to read the text.
It
was sunny and beautiful out yesterday.
I know. Well, I saw it on Facebook, and then I went to the Cardinals, and I just Googled.
You were confused as to why the Cardinals were rained out last night.
Yeah, I said...
the weather was so
I
good
I thought they
here.
Were home for the week. And I said, Cardinal Detroit score. Maybe this Facebook thing was a fake, and it said postponed, doubleheader tomorrow. I said, God, the weather's not even bad. What is... Is there storms coming in? And then I was out on the patio last night. I said, what are they doing? And I got that close to going to Twitter. I go, good thing they called that game off. There's not a cloud in the sky. God, I would have been ripped.
These guys are some dumb mother.
I would have been, yeah.
It would have made me so happy if you
I thought they came
that.
Home Sunday and they had a homestand for 6 days.
The only thing that would make me happier is if you replied all to an email complaining about the Cardinals not playing. No, that would have been the perfect. Tweeting it would have been great.
The only thing I did on Twitter last night was I saw you posted the picture of me and...
you and Licks?
But it was in like
the art house
and it was all some kind of...
Art but make it sports.
Wording
I've never
heard
Twitter
before.
Account.
And there were three replies. Look at the three replies, and all three of them were nudes in my bio, pee in my bio, or something like that.
Pee in my bio?
I don't think there was anything like urine.
No, I can't say the P word.
Oh, I got what you're saying. Five-letter word for cat.
There were like three bots in my bio, and I just respond, nudes in my bio.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, the ARPA Make It Sports is one of my favorite Twitter accounts, and so I thought I'd bring it to TMA.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought the Cardinals were at home. I was... really upset that they canceled the game and it didn't rain. I was ready to go off on the weatherman today.
Twin Bill today.
Yeah. Jack Flaherty pitching against the Cardinals.
And Gibby.
Mm-hmm. Gibson and Flaherty.
Yeah.
Over-under is at 8.
Is that right?
And then Matt's pitching again in the nightcap.
Yeah. I think they haven't announced the Tigers might scratch the guy they were going to start yesterday.
They don't have a second pitcher?
I don't know what the deal is.
How happy are you, Tim and Iggy, because you know you don't have to go back to play the Walruses in KG's stupid public course, quote-unquote, golf tournament? That's from the Warson Woods Wacko.
Well, Tim does. Tim won.
I've got to take on Flip Wilson, I believe.
Wacko won it in that tournament. It's kind of weird how he changes tune now.
Oh! Especially now that Mr. Licks is advanced and could be a dangerous 22, Doug. I think he's a dangerous 22. I think you're a dangerous 15.
I don't know. He's a 22 handicap.
Right?
What,
wasn't
what
he
22?
I don't know what he shot, but I can tell by the way he hit the ball. He can play a little
bit. He shot a 105 the day we went out with him. I don't know what he shot this past Sunday, but.
Well, he didn't hit it like a 22.
Mm. You said you were going to walk off the course if he hit it too well off the first tee.
Tight draw right down the middle out to the 150 stick. That's
little
what
drop
I saw.
Kick. Little drop kick.
Oh, there was a drop kick?
Little drop kick Murphy's, but it didn't hurt him.
What does that mean? Drop kick.
Club your driver.
Hits the ground before it hits the ball.
Oh, yeah, I do that often.
Yeah, I think he's more like me. But, I mean, his handicap is, you know, you post your scores, that's what your handicap is. You can't, unless you go out and shoot big numbers on purpose, but I don't think Licks is the kind of guy that's going to shoot big numbers or he's got a bigger handicap for this tournament. I don't think he plays a lot of tournaments, so, no. It is what it is. It's 22, but he played better than a 22, and I played probably worse than a 17.
Were you crestfallen when you left the course?
No, the texter was right. That just means I don't have to pay for another round of golf.
So you're happy that you lost?
I'm not happy. I wanted to win, but I said I'm not going to be upset if I lose. And I wasn't.
What about the 2,500?
I wasn't going to win the thing.
Not with that attitude.
Yeah, nice, Jackson.
Well, not with that golf game.
Boy, Doug, you have a chance to vanquish the defending champion.
I don't have a chance.
You shot an 83 as a 15.
I'll shoot 103 next time.
Yeah, but you did it in, like, terrible conditions. Man, I think you might break par next time.
You just go get a lesson right before each match.
Todd Ascot.
I probably should. Hey, Abolt. I probably should. We probably all should.
Dogtown Ties a 6. You're getting some pops. You might be able to take them out.
Oh, seed season. Somebody's... 9 poppy seeds popping on half the holes.
Somebody who's a 6 is a good player. Good player.
Well, yeah, he's a former champ.
Yeah, I mean, he's a former champion. Yeah, show some respect, please.
Well, Pope's a good player, and Tim pretty much easily handled him.
What do you
challenging mean? Conditions, anybody could have won.
Yeah, I think if the wind wasn't so strong, I'd have probably won. But
oh God, now you're blaming. First it was the caddy, now it's the wind.
No, I had a DM 8:30 record yesterday. I said,
"Oh, was he not happy with your comments on the air?"
No, I just wanted to make sure I took care of it before because I just said, just so you know this show, just having fun. Every time I lose, I blame somebody but myself. So I know.
Viva la Strauss!
He said, "I knew you're kidding."
Well, you did hit that one really good putt that was 30 feet off the cup.
You know what?
Oscillations.
If you people that people that are trashing me about that putt.
Yeah. How many people are really trashing you about
that? Well, you read quite a few yesterday.
Well, I think you said you hit a great putt.
I did. But you have to
30 feet short of the
cup. You have to see this green, Doug, and see you have to get it right to get to the top of the hill was 50 feet. And yet, I had to hit a perfect putt. So a perfect putt would have been to just barely get to the hill and then trickle down.
It was
one oscillation from being down the hill.
But it wasn't.
So that's how close that putt was. So it's not like I hit 30 feet short. Yeah, it was 1 inch short, actually, of being perfect.
It was 30 feet short.
It was one inch short of being... Well, Tim was there.
Well, then every time you swing the club, you could say, I was half an inch away from hitting it perfectly.
Iggy math.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Not a drive or a chip.
Yes, if your club had hit the ball just slightly in a different area, you'd have hit it perfectly.
If the ball lands 1 inch in the water and the green is right over the tie and you hit it 1 inch from being perfect, yeah.
No, I'm saying when the ball.
But it went in the water, you say, how can it be good? It went in the water. But it was 1 inch from clearing it and being right on the green.
Then that's still a bad shot.
This was 1 inch from one oscillation from getting down the hill and probably being about 4 or 5 feet away.
Or 30 feet from the cup.
Again, go to that green.
I'm not going back.
Go there, Doug.
Sure, I could have made sure I got it to the hole. I could have just whacked it, and it went by the flag and probably in the water.
How about a happy medium?
In the water?
Yeah.
How about a happy
medium? It would have been awesome if you would have putted it off the green, through the rough, and then
water. No, there's no rough. It's the fringe and then the railroad tie and then the water.
I mean, there's some taller grass. It's not just... fringe down to the surface.
Well, there's not that much. If it's got some speed to it.
Yeah.
Either way, I thought it was a good putt. It was 1 inch from being
perfect. Get screwed. I'd say great putt.
1 inch from being perfect. You say it's 30 feet short.
Yeah.
But one more inch and it's like 4 feet.
But that's what you have to do.
It's not a terrible putt. It was 1 inch from being a great putt.
It was an awful putt.
We all saw the green. Stop us. Steve Wildwood.
All right. Well, put a ball on the back of that green 80 feet away. And if you hit it right to the top of the hill and it's 1 inch from going down the hill, it's 1 inch from being a great putt.
Dude, so far gone, you can't convince him. That's from Jackson's opponent, Mr. Siders, who apparently is a fine ball striker, Doug.
A little different if you're on, say, 18 at Normandy and the pin is way in the back and you put it in the front of the green. It's about a 75-80-foot putt, and it's flat. A little bit different if you leave that 30 feet short.
Doug shoots 83 and says, I'm just not that good. Pockets is talking about good putts that he hits 30 feet from the cup while not breaking 100. Stop him!
Oh.
Mr. Slave is losing it.
Oh.
Well, go out there and look at that green and then tell me.
I think we can all agree that you were wronged. First by the wind, by your caddy, by the green. You didn't get a fair shake on this one.
Well, I didn't get a lot of breaks, and he got a few.
Yeah.
16 for one. The ball was in the roof. The ball was in the hay, and it just somehow bounced straight right.
We're going to run it back.
Yeah, I'd play it again.
Tim was even commenting. He goes, uh-oh, no, that's it. It bounced right. He's out.
Big bounce. But then both players had a putt, long putt on the green. Licks had a downhill one. You had the downhill one. And Licks, I think, got a gimme on that, didn't he? I don't think he had to make the putt.
Yeah, I gave it to him.
Sporting, well, the concession. Jack Nicklaus.
He was like 25 feet away. I was 80 feet away. So.
Trumps. Well, then he had a better approach shot. No, he did not. He got 60 feet closer than you did, and he didn't hit a better approach shot?
Oh, approach shot. Yeah, obviously his approach shot was better than mine.
Yeah.
But he would have been hitting three if that ball didn't jump out of the brush.
Yeah. It just seems like you were cheated in every aspect.
I just couldn't catch a break. That's one hole.
Again, I'm enjoying
one
the
hole.
Show.
He, one hole, he was in the bunker. He scolded. He hit the flag, and then he hit a ball.
Oh, Tony Finau's school of backstopping.
Not only did it hit the flag, but then a ball ricocheted and hit the Pope's ball in the green and
but
stopped
on,
it.
On 16, wouldn't you rather be just a little bit long down
So you
that
have an
hill?
Uphill comebacker.
Right, yeah, even if it is on the fringe. Like, I would rather that than the downhill monster.
Well, did you see where the flag was?
Yeah,
pull
I know.
Up the
I know,
flag.
I know. I'm just
I was the pin sheet.
The flag. I was going right at the
Doug
flag.
Doug has the pin sheet.
Right, and you're going right at the flag so it comes down the hill. But wouldn't you rather go down the hill no matter what than stay up top? Even if you are kind of blowing it past?
No, I wanted to try and win the hole. If I go past, then I got a 10-foot putt coming back. I tried a 2-putt.
But if you stay on top of the hill, it's a guaranteed 3-putt.
Yeah, well, I didn't think I was going to stay on top of the hill. I thought I was going to hit a good putt, and I did hit a good putt.
You didn't hit a good putt. You hit a terrible putt. You didn't get it up over the hill.
I mean, I'm not good enough to go for that flag. If you miss the flag left, you're in the water. The flag was right on the left side of the green.
The positive one.
Now, what's the rule if you hit a little chip shot or an approach shot and it hits someone else's ball that's already on the green?
Your ball stays where it is, and the other guy's ball goes back to where it was?
Yeah, plays it. Yeah. No penalty. I guess in some cases I think it can be a penalty, or it used to be. If you didn't mark it and someone hit your ball, it would be a penalty on the person whose ball was sitting there, which is a nice thing, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. Well, what if you weren't even up there yet?
Right. That's the thing. The rules of golf, I had to take
a
test on it my freshman year of college. Brutal. Like, what do you do if there's a dead bird in the bunker and your ball's right behind it? I think the rule is you couldn't move the dead bird.
You have to negotiate with the carcass.
What class were you taking when you had golf
rules? I was in golf course. I was in PGA management.
Oh.
I was trying to become a pro.
You were?
Yeah.
PGA management.
Oh, yeah. It was like 16 schools had it.
Little Judy Suckin says there's a massive asterisk on this Licks win. It's total BS. Don't listen to him, Iggs. That's from Little Judy Suckins.
What's the asterisk?
I don't know. I just read what's in the prompter. Little Judy Suckin says there's an asterisk. Maybe because he got a good bounce on 16?
Yeah.
Well, everybody gets good bounces.
Iggy, weren't there 15 other holes you could have won to win the match? That's from Mr. Siders.
Well, I'm not going to win 15 holes. I mean, I held my own. He won 3 of the 4 pop holes.
It just seems like you didn't get a fair shake.
There's a 3, so the other holes I was 1-up. So, yeah, I did win some of the 15 holes. I was 1-up after with those 15, not counting the pops.
Well, let's add up the card again. Maybe you won this thing.
No, I didn't.
All right.
Nobody cares about your effing golf round. You're bad at golf. Please shut your mouth. I'm begging you. That's from Junior the Juice Man.
Somebody brought it up. I didn't bring it up. I just answered a question. Your match, your game, your hole.
Oh,
Doug, I was about to talk about this orgy situation. Then we got into the Scottish government falling down. Then we got into Ian Woosdom. And then somehow it went back to Iggy's
back
putt
to
on
that
16.
Same darn putt.
Now Brexit's to blame.
It was a big day for Alicia, heading to her new boyfriend's flat for a party. She was going to meet some of his friends and his other girlfriend. Mm. Alicia, who's going by a pseudonym, wasn't sure what to wear to this evening's soiree, hoping to look effortlessly chic in a long-sleeved top and jeans. She was nervous as other guests started to arrive. One brought flowers. Another baked a cake. For such a liberal, open-minded setup, the event was jarringly wholesome. And then people started taking their clothes off.
No.
Alicia knew she was there for a sex party, but she was still surprised at just how naked everyone got. This is a quote.
Well, you can only get so naked.
As a sex party, you would think nobody's keeping their clothes on.
My mind was completely blown, recalls the 32-year-old. It was eye-opening. There were people having sex in corners, threesomes in the middle of the living room. I had my first lesbian experience there.
Oh, wow.
I was clear that I didn't fancy women, but it was fun to dabble in an environment that was judgment-free. It also charged my appreciation for open relationships. Changed, I apologize. The guy I was with clearly loved his partner, even when she was having sex with other people in front of him. The whole event was like nothing I'd seen before. Alicia's experience is becoming increasingly common amongst millennials and Gen Z, who are eschewing the traditional dating scene in favor of a rapidly growing alternative way to meet people. Sex parties! As a concept, these shindigs aren't anything new. The advent of the pill heralded the sexual revolution of the 1960s, which in turn saw the proliferation of alternative relationship structures. Swinging, where people in committed relationships exchange partners, became increasingly popular, with the lifestyle being embraced by an estimated 1.5 million Brits. However, sex parties have far evolved beyond throwing keys into a bowl and decorating your garden with pompous grass? Pampas? Pompous?
I think it's...
Pampas?
Pompous?
Pompous grass. What does that mean? You're a swinger? Is that taking the place of the pineapple?
It just seems like something's going to be tough to get out of. The scene is now embraced by the sexually adventurous younger generation on a mission to make sex soirees mainstream. Research has found that millennials and Gen Z are more accepting of alternative relationship dynamics. A 2020 YouGov study found 43% of millennials are likely to say their ideal relationship is non-monogamous, while the annual, Doug, is this a Lilo sex census?
Well, I don't know.
Has found 38% of people aged 18 to 24 are open to polyamory. Jackson, you're our only representative. Is this like Private Citizen Pete at orgies?
No.
What about Herb? I could see Herb being like a bull.
Herb's in New York now, so.
Oh, is he really?
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what his status is. I would think he's an open-minded gentleman. He's been to raves. And I don't know on that. It doesn't surprise me that people in my age are more accepting of non-monogamous relationships. The sex party thing is what really, it's kind of vexing to me because there seems to be a lot of open areas where people are having sex, but not many beds.
Like, yeah, right. Are you so just on the floor? Huh.
That's kind of like on assorted furniture. Like, are they on like a rattan piece getting to work?
Don't say rattan piece.
I like that a lot.
Getting to work. Are they on some sort of ottoman, love seat?
Davenport.
Shifferobe. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
What's a shifferobe?
Well, most sex parties. Yeah, most sex parties take place in clubs. This girl had it at a flat, so you can only have so many beds.
That's what I'm saying.
But most sex parties don't take place in somebody's house. It takes place at, you know, a club where they have beds set up.
What kind of club?
Well, they rent out places, and some of these sex parties are at places built just for that. Our girl that knocked on the door and said, may I join you?
Yeah.
She has done, she, like, belongs to this thing, that she owns this thing where she just brings groups to all these different parties. And they have clubs where they have bedrooms set up with, you know, kind of like Hedo, where they have lights and music and beds and all kinds of stuff. So,
like a smut Coachella.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Like,
why don't we host the smut Coachella?
I don't want to.
In St. Louis.
Should have done a sex party after the round on Sunday.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But like, is there a sex club in St. Louis?
Iggy, would you be aware of?
Or are they just like converting motels?
No, they have buildings where they just, you know, like almost like a warehouse where they set it up and then turn it into that.
What's the zoning like on something?
I'm sure
like
there's sex places.
I suppose you don't ask. You don't file.
You don't
for
see
the
if Huntley will approve it.
No, you don't look for the permit on that.
We'll have a fast food place. We'll have this sex club.
Yeah, I forgot her name because I follow her and she's always posting new videos on Instagram. She's always got some good lines, kind of like the "May I join you?" She gives like tours of the next place where they're going to be and the setup and things like that. But I'd like to know in the survey how many of the guys, people they interview were guys and girls. I would guess the majority of guys are going to say they'd like to be non-monogamous, screw whoever they want. Girls would probably be a little bit more different with being open-minded.
Probably so.
Danny Tanner disagrees with the story. There is no chance these numbers are accurate. Greater than one in three people in an age group are open to being or to not being exclusive with their partners. Survey them again in 5 years. But wait, this is a UK article, so all of it's made up anyway. Doug, that's Danny Tanner.
I'm going to push back on just because it's from across the pond doesn't necessarily mean it's...
They make up a lot of stuff over there.
Dubious. Yeah. You don't have to be dubious just because it's, you know,
UK origin. I was reading about pompous grass.
Several
media outlets reported in the 2010s that it was planted by some couples who practiced swinging in the United Kingdom as a way to indicate to other swingers they enjoy the lifestyle. The reports caused a plunge in already declining sales of the grass, but the odd association has been dismissed by enthusiasts of the plant and gardening experts as silly.
Do you think that's because they can't get pineapples across the pond?
Boy, that's a nice follow-up.
Because we get pineapples from Hawaii, don't we?
I think it's probably all just a big pile of BS.
I think the pineapple thing's legit.
Yeah, like that.
I don't know about like walking around the grocery store with it in your cart.
They probably have pineapples there. Probably just more expensive because if you're importing them from far away.
Tariff season.
If we get something, a fruit that's native to Australia, it's going to cost a lot here.
But if you just have a grass or a pineapple, someone just driving by is going to go for it regardless of who lives there, what they look like, what they're like, what they're about.
The eyebrow raises. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like people are like, oh, and then maybe have a conversation.
I think it's just put a sign on your door, swingers. Isn't that easier?
Jack is home.
Non-swinger likes a nice pineapple, and all of a sudden they got people crowding to them to ask them if they want to have sex.
Even if you're swingers, you still have some standards of what you're looking for, right?
Yeah, 100%. You're not just going to take anybody who's willing.
Well, some do.
Have you guys ever seen the movie The Ice Storm?
No.
Kevin Kline.
Yeah.
They have a key party to start the thing off.
Yeah, there's a key party.
That was Sigourney Weaver in there?
I don't know.
She was. I just recently watched it. It was on HBO Max, and I watched it, and I was like, oh, my God, this is a key party. And it was set
How'd the key
70s.
Party go?
Kevin Kline had a tough time. He was in the bathroom throwing up everywhere.
Oh, no. Why? Because he got cucked?
Yeah.
Can you get cucked at a key party?
Sigourney cucked him.
That'd be a bad beat.
Sigourney cucked
him. If you went to a key party to have sex and nobody wants you, that's a bad beat.
Yeah. Kevin Kline was having an affair with Sigourney, and then she started having another affair with a younger gentleman, and Kevin Kline got all drunk and nasty and then threw up everywhere.
Oh, boy.
And so he was not a part of the key party festivities.
You know all about that.
You know all about that?
Yeah, the throwing up in the bathroom part.
And you've been to many key parties yourself, I'm sure.
I've never been to a key party.
You ran with the fast crowd.
Key parties were out of date when I was banging.
Clip it off.
I didn't know about swinging until I got to Hedo.
And how old were you when you got there?
When's the first time I went?
When's the first time you went?
Damien.
Actually, Ed Goodman hooked me up with Hedo.
Doug, you remember him from the KZK morning show?
God, why would you drag him into this?
Well, he didn't set me up at Hedo.
You just said he did.
Well, they had him and him and Mary Phelan, I think, was doing the
Mary
show.
Mary Phelan was at Hedo?
No, they were
both, a good Hedo name, though.
They were both doing a show at KZK, where the KFNS offices were in the same building as KZK.
Okay.
And they had just gotten back from doing a show at a place that's no longer there, but it's called Jamaica. And when I knew I had to take this trip before the end of the year, I could go anywhere in the world. The TWA flew at the time, and I had put it off, and I said, I want to go someplace warm. And Ed said, well, we just got back from Jamaica, and their promotions person, Alex Jassays, who I'm still really good friends with.
Really good friends.
Your text name.
Oh, I am. She actually hooked a couple of people up I knew at Couples, where she works. He said, talk to her. She's like the PR for like four or five different clubs down there. And Alex is the one that said, I think you would like Hedo. So Ed didn't suggest Hedo, but he turned me on to Alex, who said, you should try Hedo. And that's where I did, and that's the first time I saw naked people and people having sex on a raft.
Oh.
Never looked back.
And were you shocked the first day that he went down there and saw all these naked people?
Not the nude people. I knew it was a nude beach. I'd never been to one before. But when I just looked out and saw two people humping on the dock. And she had told me, she goes, you know, you may see a little sex here and there. It's kind of a sexually charged place. I didn't know I was going to see it. And then I was going back to my room and a couple in the walkway having oral. I had to jump over them.
You didn't jump over them.
Well, I walked over them. I couldn't. They had the place blocked.
Chase Kaufman used to really jump over some outside linebackers.
He was one of the first players to do that consistently. Kind of a pass-catching tight end from Missouri, more of a wide receiver.
Yeah.
45 in the program, number one in your hearts.
Remember the Rams had a running back. He did the Leonard Leap. Remember that guy?
Amp Lee.
No. His last name was Leonard. He was a second-round draft pick, a running back.
From Rutgers, Brian Leonard.
Yeah. He did the Leonard Leap.
I didn't see any swinging until the couple at the hot tub that night.
Hey, it's Jackson for Factor. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Keep kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking or cleanup. Head to factormeals.com/McKernan50 and use code McKernan50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code McKernan50 at factormeals.com/McKernan50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
So you went alone.
Yes, I'm a gentleman. I prefer a man to rub me down.
Okay, Joe. So you went alone down to Hedo on the first trip.
Yeah. Oh, I always went alone.
Yes.
I always had couples there that I knew. Like from
you
our,
don't need a wingman.
No, from our beach loafers group, but... No, it took me 2 days to get nude.
Put that off.
Now, the first 2 days, I went on the Prude Beach, and there was like two people there.
Yeah.
Kind of get a vibe. That's a nice foot. I think I'll suck on it.
I mean, it's just boring. I mean, I'm sitting there like two other people on the beach. Like, what the hell? I know this place is packed. I saw them at dinner last night.
Yeah, where's everybody?
And then I heard Jamaican reggae music just blasting from the other side. I said, what's going on down there? Well, that's the nude side.
Check it out over there.
Yeah. Finally, next day, I said, screw this. I'm getting naked. I can't sit in this boring ass thing.
Ugh.
So I just got undressed and scooted myself into a chair real quick.
Scooted?
And I said, you know what? I got a nice body. Hell, look, I'm looking at some of these people. I said, God, I'm better looking than they are. I don't mind walking around.
So you did.
May I join you?
Just so I did.
And then I just off
then
a
I got,
bit.
Then I got so relaxed. As like, wow, I kind of like this.
And the women would flock to you, no doubt, as you're walking.
No, just that lady and her husband.
Came up and asked me to join him in the pool.
That's it. That was it. That was.
And you impaled her with your love.
Oh!
Like 18. I don't think I had sex with her.
Doug, do you remember if you had sex with her or not?
No, of course I don't.
I don't think I did. I think I was kind of scared.
And you were hooked at that point. You knew you had found the resort for you.
Well, I was afraid of the husband, but then he like looks down and says, oh, so you got your hands full, honey. I'll leave you guys alone. I said, what the hell's going on here? The husband just saw her with her hand out of the water.
And you thought you were cucking.
Yeah, and he's walking away, letting her do it.
We've heard this story a million times. Let's take a break, Timmy. That's from Babe Truth. Wants to wrap up the mungin-ass St. Louis Hacker.
Oh, yes. Heard it again. You're not the only one listening to the show.
No.
Babe Truth, you are not the only one.
We have people that tune in new every day, and they hear that story. It's the first time they heard it.
And they would love to get Invisalign. And at 100 West Dental, if you're on the fence about Invisalign, they have a digital scanner that can show you a simulation of what it'll look like before you even go through with it. They have a huge offer going on right now. If you mention me, you get $1,000 off an Invisalign package at 100 West Dental. 100westdental.com, 100westdental.com. Call 636-585-0100. That's 100 West Dental. Even if you don't have dental insurance, it's not a problem. The membership plan aids in the cost of dental work for those who do not have dental insurance. Once again, mention my name, and you get $1,000 off an Invisalign package. And if you're on the fence about Invisalign, they have a digital scanner that can show you a simulation of what it'll look like before you even go through with it. You can book everything online. You don't even have to call. It's all there for you. 100westdental.com or call 636-585-0100. That's 100 West Dental. Jackson, if I want to bet the Cardinals to sweep this twin bill against the Tigers, where can I go to do it, Jack?
Oh, that would be Circa, Tim. The Cardinals taking on the Tigers. Let's play two, Doug. Twin bill today.
How do you do,
against,
friends?
Club out of Detroit. The Cardinals are plus 106 for the first game. That will feature Kyle Gibson taking on former Cardinal Jack Flaherty. The over-under is set at 8 right now in Michigan. Here's a little fun bet that Circa has going. The Cardinals to have the most wins in May, plus 2,300. So if you think the Cardinals can catch a little bit of...
Well, it's a favorable schedule. Yeah, there is a tough stretch. The Orioles, Red Sox, and Cubs come in for what is a long homestand in the middle of May toward Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Yep. So if you think the Cardinals can do that, plus 2,300. The favorite is the Braves, plus 765. to have the most wins in May. If you want to bet the Cardinals to win the World Series right now, get them now, plus 6,000. You can get them right now at
the plus 6,000 to win the World Series?
That's right. In the NHL tonight, Leafs-Bruins. Leafs are plus 147, Bruins minus 161. Another fun bet here from Circa. The country to win the Stanley Cup, USA minus 385, Canada plus 315. So if you think Canada can snap the streak, plus 315 on your money there. If they can hoist the chalice in the NBA, Sixers and
you think
Knicks
it's the tonight. Oils time? You think it's the Canucks time?
The Rangers and Florida are both playing really well right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Cats move on last night.
Yeah.
Sixers and Knicks tonight. Sixers plus 150, Knicks minus 170 to finish that series. And then the Mavs-Clippers series price, Mavs minus 185 to move on to the next round. Clip Show plus 160. All these bets and many more available right now on the Circus Sports app. Download it today. It's available in Illinois. So if you live here in St. Louis, Missouri, just make the short drive across the river. Or if you already live in Illinois, sign up and download the app today.
I had a friend of mine yesterday reach out to me and want to know the number to contact Schaefer Door Company. And I'll give it to you right now. They're the sponsor of our 9 o'clock hour, 636-782-3608. Or SchaeferDoor.com. They're the sponsor of our 9 o'clock hour here on TMA. SchaeferDoor.com. Schaefer Door, servicing all kinds of garage doors for service and new installations. And they have Monday morning standby service for those doors that break over the weekend. It is the worst when you hear that loud noise. The garage door comes crashing to the ground. That means you need a new spring. And Schaefer Door Company is the company to do that for you. I've got a really loud garage door. Might start working with Schaefer Door to just put a new one in anyway. It's Schaefer Door Company online at SchaeferDoor.com. They service commercial doors, too. If you run a business or warehouse with big, tall doors, Schaefer is experienced in these types of jobs. Go to SchaeferDoor.com. SchaeferDoor.com. Or call 636-782-3608. You can text it as well. 636-782-3608. Schaefer Door is a Clopay Master authorized dealer. It is 8:04 in St. Louis, and we've got some breaking sports news that is going to interest damn near everybody in this audience. I'm going to have to tell you on the other side of the commercial break. Just got better at teasing, hoes. This is TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.